You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML, and happy Independence Day. Joining us in the KVML studio this morning, a special guest. She is a country music recording artist and a hometown girl, Jennifer Grant. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are a country artist, and you even have a country EP that is out and available. You were raised here in Sonora, California. So tell me a little bit about country music and why you chose the genre of country.
I was raised on country music and rock and roll. I love all genres of music, but my heart is with country music. Absolutely. And my dad did rodeos. And so it was just the way of growing up. George Strait was on the radio every day, and it grew on me.
Now, I have lived here long enough that I remember you winning the Motherlode Idol contest, and then you went on and started singing at all sorts of events here in the Motherlode. Do you credit winning the Motherlode Idol as, well, that was the beginning of this career?
You know, I knew I always wanted to do this as a young child, and I remember there was a street fair in downtown Sonora in 1990. That was the first time I ever performed live. I was in like fourth grade, and that was it for me. I was hooked and started to sing the national anthem at the rodeo, and like you said, everywhere I could. But Motherlode Idol, I think, really kind of skyrocketed the idea of really taking it to a next level and actually being able to do it with the response from everybody and the support. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with this.
When you recorded the EP, you recorded that in Nashville, Tennessee. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. I actually got signed to a label in Nashville and flew back there and met this amazing producer, Darren Favorite. He's actually a lead guitarist for Pam Tillis on the road right now with Pam and Clint Black. And we sat down and met with some songwriters and got some great songs. And there were three that really stuck out for me. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a 3-song EP just to kind of get my foot in the door and get a feel of producers and songwriters and studios in Nashville, and came out with this 3-song EP album. And I'm just kind of hitting the ground running from here on out, looking at finishing a full album.
Your very first single that you released, KKBN Radio, started to play that song.
KKBN was actually the very first station to play it, because that morning my phone would not stop ringing, and it was my cousin, and I thought, something's wrong. Immediately, something's wrong, because it was really early. And I answered my phone, and she's screaming, your song is playing. I'm like, what are you talking about? Sure enough, there it was. Feels Like Cheating was playing. And it was awesome because not only is it playing on the radio, but it's playing in my hometown. That was the first place that it played nationwide. So that meant a lot to me.
And now you have the second country single. Tell us about this song.
So this song, it's actually entitled Done. And it describes a country song pretty well. It's when you're in a relationship and you find out things are not what you expected and you are done. It's pretty self-explanatory by the title. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to perform it tonight at the fair. And so I hope people enjoy it. It's actually on iTunes right now. So we just released it.
Motherlode Fair opens the gates at 3:00 this afternoon. What time does the concert start, Jennifer?
We kick off at 7:00.
All right. And you are going to be followed by two other artists, Bonnie Bishop.
Yes. And Paul Thorne. After the show, I'd really like to meet people and stop. I've got, I sign autographs, take pictures. I'd love to see everybody out at the show. I cannot wait.
What is it like to return to Sonora, California, knowing that you are going to be performing in concert tonight at the Motherlode Fair?
You know, I've performed in a lot of places. I've actually been given the privilege to perform in front of presidents. And this performance means so much to me because I know I'll be able to look out in the crowd and know people, really know them, like some of my friends from high school or some of my relatives. Just coming home is so humbling because everybody's been so supportive of my career. And I just want to show Sonora and Tuolumne County just how much I love them.
Jennifer, what does the future hold for you as far as country music is concerned?
Well, I'm hoping a lot. I'm looking forward to finishing a full album, going back to Nashville or Los Angeles, talking with producers right now, looking at writing a few more songs and getting the ball rolling. Hopefully get a full album under my belt and just singing as much as I can.
Hometown girl Jennifer Grant back in Sonora, California, and performing this evening at the Motherlode Fair over by the grandstands. That's big deal, Jennifer.
I'm hoping everybody loves the show. I'm looking forward to it.
We will see you this evening. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.